The Marvel Comics superhero Iron Man was virtually unstoppable in his iron suit. Iron Man contests push athletic men and women to their physical limits. In short, iron has become synonymous with strength and robust health. True, without it we'd be in trouble. Iron is a key ingredient in the formation of hemoglobin and myoglobin, substances that carry oxygen to blood and muscles, respectively. But having too much iron in your body can lead to health problems, one of the most serious being cancer. Iron overload occurs when you consume more iron than your body needs. One common culprit is an iron-rich diet, which might include an excess of red meat or iron-fortified bread and cereal. Non-food iron sources are iron supplement pills, tobacco and cigarettes, and industrial workplaces where the air contains a large amount of iron particles. The danger of excess iron in the body is its role in the formation of free radicals, active chemicals involved in the onset of cancer and other serious illnesses. Cancer cells need iron to grow and multiply. When the body contains a normal, balanced amount of iron, cancer cells can lie dormant for some time. But in the presence of excess iron, cancer cells can more easily multiply and cause harm. One way to avoid iron overload is to watch what you eat. Avoid iron-fortified foods and supplements unless you have an iron deficiency. And here's a more genteel way to combat iron overload: drink more tea. Tea contains tannins, a chemical that reduces the absorption of iron in the blood. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.